File 7, track 34.
Hello, Boyle speaking.
Good afternoon, Mr. Boyle. This is Roberto Fabretti of DIMA.
Ah, good afternoon, Mr. Fabretti. Did you receive our letter?
Yes, that's really why I'm calling you. I wanted to apologize for the delay in settling our account.
That's very considerate of you. Actually, we were very surprised to see that the money was still owing after a month. You've always been very prompt about paying.
Unfortunately, we're having financial problems at the moment due to transport strikes in the country. You see, we haven't been able to fulfill our orders.
Yes, I've heard about the strikes on the news. It's been going on for quite some time. Well, we're very sorry to have to press you for payment, if this is a difficult moment for you, but, as I mentioned in the letter, we're having some liquidity problems ourselves.
Yes, yes, I understand. We expect things will be back to normal by the end of September. I wanted to reassure you that the outstanding amount will definitely be settled by the end of October. You mentioned in your letter the possibility of making two separate payments.
Yes, we would agree to that.
I could arrange for part of the amount to be paid immediately and the remainder by the end of October. Would that be okay?
That would be fine. I'll see to preparing two new drafts for a total of 6,000 euros. The first for 2,000 euros falling due on, say, 20th of September, and the second for 4,000 euros falling due on 30th of October. How does that sound, Mr. Fabretti?
That would be an enormous help. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your understanding, and once again, I apologize for the delay.
That's all right, Mr. Fabretti. It's quite understandable in the circumstances. Glad we were able to work things out. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Boyle. Thanks again.